Let's go to the 90th Psalm. Let's look at this in the King James first. Psalm 90. Lord, thou hast been our dwelling place in all generations. Before the mountains were brought forth, or ever before he formed the earth and the world, even from everlasting to everlasting, you are God. You turn man to destruction and say, return ye to the children of men, for 1,000 years in your sight is but yesterday when it's past and a watch in the night. You cast them away with a flood. They sleep in the morning, they're like grass that groweth up. In the morning it flourishes and grows up. In the evening it is cut down and withered. For we are consumed by thy anger, and by thy wrath are we troubled. Thou hast set our iniquities before thee, our secret sins in the sight of your countenance. For all our days are passed away in wrath. We spend our years as a tale that's told. The days of our years are 70 years, and if reasoned by strength, that they be 80 years. Yet is their strength and labor sorrow, for it is soon cut off. Who knows the power of your anger? Now, let's go over here and let's look at that in the Classic Amplified. We'll go to the 90th Psalm. And now here, so teach us to number our days. The days of our years, the 70 years, 70 or 80. Now, this psalm is credited to Moses, who is interceding with God to remove the curse which made it necessary for every Israelite over 20 years of age, when they rebelled against God at Kadesh Barnea, to die before reaching the promised land, which is Numbers 14, 26 through 35. Moses said most of them were dying at 70 or 80. This number has often been mistaken as a span of life of mankind. So the bottom line is, that was what was happening to a disobedient people in the desert. Numbers 14, 26, and the Lord spoke unto Moses, saying, how long shall I bear with the evil congregation which murmurs against me? I have heard the murmurings of the children of Israel. They murmured against me. You say to them, as truly as I live, saith the Lord, as you have spoken in my ears. See, they're covenant people. I mean, they didn't go to hell for it. Your carcasses shall fall in the wilderness, and all that were numbered of you according to your whole number from 20 years old and upward, which have murmured against me. So here was the situation. He needed to build an army out of young people that were born in that desert. They didn't know anything about Egypt. It didn't mean a thing in the world to them. Now, when you read the book of Joshua, you find out the truth. Rahab said, I'll paraphrase, where have you been? We heard of your God from the first day, and our hearts melted because of what happened at the Red Sea. They could have gone in there and just walked through the land. Those giants would have bowed down before them. But he gave them 40 years to regroup. Because of disobedience. All right, now let's go back to the front of the book, to Genesis. Would you say that's pretty well a start? And let's go to the 6th chapter. And that's right in the front. And it came to pass, when men began to multiply on the face of the earth, and daughters were born unto them, the sons of God saw the daughters of men that they were fair, and they took them wives, which they chose. And the Lord said, my spirit will not always strive with man, for that he also is flesh. Yet his days shall be 120 years. Now, God said that one before this 70 or 80 was ever even mentioned. Now, also, that 90th Psalm is accredited to Moses, but the 91st Psalm has no credit to it. So the rule is, whoever wrote the 90th wrote the 91st. When he comes over into the 91st and said, with long life I'll satisfy you and show you my salvation. You have to read both. Don't stop at one. Keep going. Yes. With long life. What's long life? 120 years. Yes, Lord. 120 years. Isn't it amazing that medical science today will tell you, if it wasn't for sickness and disease, the physical body should live 120 years. They figured that out without the Bible. I was with my dad, and he went to see a Chinese doctor, a good doctor, and he was a funny man. And here's what he told my dad. He said, very easy, get people well. Take head off, put on shelf, get well, put head back. That pretty well said it right there. Oh, isn't that good? So now, here is understood biblical law. The first mention of a thing follows throughout the rest of the Bible. That's the reason there is so much in the second covenant that's not mentioned, because it's already in the first one. The first time the word glory is mentioned in the Bible, it was talking about wealth. Just thought you might like to know that. But we're talking about healing. Well, maybe your finances need healing. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Now then, let us go to Psalm 107. Oh, I love this. I love it all. I love this book. 107:1, oh, give thanks unto the Lord, for he is good, for his mercy endures forever. Now, I was a scriptural illiterate, and I found that, I just ran across all these verses. His mercy endures forever. His mercy endures forever. And I said, glory to God for that. Oh, yes. I didn't know I was a new creature. I found that out later. Amen. So, thank you, Jesus, but we're not quite here. Now, look at the 17th verse. Fools, because of their transgression, because of their iniquities, are afflicted. You can do some really foolish stuff. Particularly, I'm not going any further than that. You can get over into a place where you become afraid to die. Thank you, Lord, for bringing that up. There was a young man that worked for Brother Hagin's ministry. And he's just a young man. He worked there and born again, spirit filled. He worked there with Brother Hagin, and he just a great guy. And all of a sudden, he just went into a coma. Well, Brother Hagin and his pastor were praying for him. He's in the hospital. I mean, he's in a coma. And it looked like for no apparent reason. And so Brother Hagin's praying in the Spirit over him, and just, concerned, get the key issue, get this young man raised up. And the word of the Lord came to him and said, certain spiritual laws have been put into motion that cannot be changed and stopped at this time. Wow. So he continued to pray, but then he realized that all the praying they could ever do wasn't going to do any good. And the doctors had no idea what's wrong with him. He just went into a coma. So, and they continued to pray. And so he said, well, let's get the family together. And he didn't tell them that. But the doctors had said there was no hope there. And so I all got together, laid hands on him, and said, Jim, we release you. And he smiled and was gone. So at the homegoing, he had a brother that they were so close in age that some people thought they were twins, but they were not. They're just real close. And they were raised right together all the time. And so, and this other brother was talking to Brother Hagin about it, and the Lord told him to share that with him. He said, Brother Hagin, I know exactly what you're talking about. He said, one time we were out camping and we got real serious, and so he told me, he said, you know what? I'll never reach 40. I'll never reach 40. And he said, let me get Mama. So he went over there and got her. And she said, oh, yeah. He said that all of his life. Wow. 2 months before he's 40 years old. Wow. He said that all of his life. Even if they had known that, even if Brother Hagin could have dealt with it, he said it all of his life. It would have been very difficult to turn it around. But you know what the Lord said? Certain spiritual laws have been put into motion that cannot be changed at this time. And the Lord said, he's with me. It's the same situation. He's his covenant child. And he said it, and he said it, and he said it, and he said it. Now check up on what you've been saying. If you've been grieving over something, if you've been saying something habitually all the time, now let me tell you to you like this. If you say something long enough, it will get down into your spirit and it will begin to take over your life. Now, most of my life I was overweight and it was my fault. I had a food addiction. I didn't know there was any such thing, but it was killing me. Well, I'd go into exercise. I played a lot of football, played baseball, loved it. But I just worked harder to overcome it. I did not like to exercise. And I said it, I hate this stuff. I just hate this stuff. I just hate this stuff. Well, I got off, the Lord, you know, dropped it in my heart, particularly this 120 thing, man, and this happened over quite some time. Sometime I've tell you the story. But anyway, the Lord asked me if I'd do it, and I said, yeah. And I said, why? He said, because of the anointing. I have anointings from 80 to 90. He's talking about preaching the word of faith. He said, I have anointings from 80 to 90. And he said, I have a few, but from 90 to 100, I don't have any. Now, there are people that live a long time and give the Lord the credit. And that's one thing, and that's wonderful. But I'm talking about my assignment here. Right, right. He said, I want you to preach this word of faith. He said way back there, I'm coming so soon, I want this non-compromised word of faith gospel preached from top of the world to the bottom and all the way around the middle. Well, we managed to do that. But he said, I want this done He said, I want it developed. And he said, I want the prophet's anointing to develop from 85 to 90, 95 to 100, 110, 120. He said, it'll come to a place that it's not even available in the earth today. And that's what was behind it. So, and I had to go to work. And had a very nice exercise room in my house and a treadmill where you hang your dirty clothes. And, well, it wasn't that bad. It almost was. So I got all suited up, and got in there. Man, I was excited. And I was standing in front of the treadmill. The A-frame is over here, and then there's that on the end and two little ropes. And I was supposed to do something like this. And I took like that. I had a smile on my face. And I said, God, I hate this. I said, no, no, I repent, Father, for saying that. I had said it so long, it was in my heart so long. I said, I love this. I physically felt that spirit leave my body. Now, I didn't have a devil in me. But you can get a devil on your flesh. You can get an eating devil, a worrying devil. That worried devil will kill you quicker than the smoking devil will. Well, all right. All of this has to do with your health. Then I got to work. Man, get up early, get on that treadmill before breakfast and work out. Amen. The most I ever weighed in my life was 263 pounds. And now I weigh 161, 162, just regularly all the time. So there's a full, a whole other person is gone. Yeah. Exactly. Yeah. And I can honestly tell people the fat guy will never be back. Yeah. That's right. Because I've learned I'm not addicted to food. And I eat right. And you can just be well all the time. Let's go to the 103rd Psalm. Now, all of you partners know that's on your prayer list. Amen. The whole thing, not just the first two or three verses. Particularly over there when you get in the angel part. Yeehaw. That's where I have the red underlines. Amen. But look at that. Bless the Lord, O my soul. Your soul. The soul. And say anything about your heart. Your mind, your will, and emotions. Bless the Lord, O my soul. Over there he said, keep my commandments with your heart. Well, that's good. But here we're doing something about the soul. The mind. The will and emotional part of you. Bless the Lord. What? Bless the Lord, O my soul, and all that is within me, bless his holy name. Bless the Lord, O my soul, and forget not all his benefits. And I mean to think about, does your union benefits include this? I doubt it. No, no, no. Bless the Lord, O my soul. Forget not all his benefits. Who forgives all thine iniquities. Heals all your diseases. Redeems your life from destruction. Crowns you with loving kindness and tender mercy. Satisfies your mouth with good things, or satisfies your mouth with the word, so that your youth is renewed like the eagles. Oh, glory to God at 86. That looks good. Now, when they told my mother she could only live 10 more years, she just prayed all the time. And I asked my dad, I said, Dad, does she ever sleep? He said, Kenneth, she don't even wrinkle the sheets. He said, she just gets up and prays all night. And she said later, she said, if I know I'm going to live this long, I'd have taken better care of myself. Amen. Well, she was, took her to City of Faith, and they examined her and some things. And then she went to the hospital. She had some pneumonia, and I was sitting up with her. And I was just sitting there next to her bed, just praying quietly and thinking about her. They had put some IVs in the back of her hand, and she'd had some pneumonia, and I laid hands on her, and I just went away. And I was sitting up praying, and all of a sudden it came in my spirit. She doesn't need healing. I said, well, you could have fooled me. He said, did you notice how quickly the pneumonia left her when you prayed? Yes, sir. Forgive me for not praising you more about it. Did you notice how quickly that bruising left the back of her hand? I said, Lord, forgive me. I was so interested in her heart and all this other. He said, don't you remember in my word in the 103rd Psalm that I said I would renew your youth like the eagles? Yeah. I said, oh, and I just flipped my Bible. I had my Bible there in my lap. Flipped it over there to it, and there it was. He said, Kenna, she could have been doing that all these years and she would be well now. She was so worried about everybody else, she didn't take care of herself. Her body is worn out. She didn't sleep. Her body was worn out. He said she has a body of a person far, far, far older. I said, well, can I believe for this? He said, well, all things are possible to him that believes. So I claimed it for her. I began to talk to her about it, began to show it to her. And of course she agreed with it. She's a word woman. She's a word bird. I mean, you know, you just show it to her in the Bible, she'd take it. Amen. And she started improving. And I know it extended her life at least 2, 3, 4 more years when they were saying she's going to die any minute now. But she didn't. She just kept on believing God, and she began to improve. All because of that psalm right there.
This is Dale Jacobson. She's from Lynchburg, Virginia. 4 years ago, she was diagnosed with ovarian cancer, went through chemotherapy. And as a result of that, she got neuropathy in her feet. And she said this morning her feet are tingling. She can feel again.
Glory to God.
I just knew I needed to come. I needed to be among like believers. You can watch it on TV, but it's not quite the same. In 1997, I was diagnosed with breast cancer, and I had a mastectomy. In 2018, I was diagnosed with ovarian cancer, and I've come to find out I had the BRCA mutation, and which predisposes you to have breast and ovarian cancer. Well, I'm believing that I have new DNA. I don't take that old DNA anymore. But my feet were really messed up by the chemotherapy that I was taking. So when I came forward, my feet were tingling. They felt so weird for so long. It's hard to explain, but they're coming back. I've had balance. I have a problem with my balance and stuff, so I can feel my feet, you know. They feel normal.
She believes she's healed and whole.
Glory to God. Come on, Gail, walk across there. I want to see you. God is a rewarder. He is a rewarder. It's impossible to please Him without faith because He can't get your attention. You're not connected to Him.
Join us for the Sacramento Victory Campaign, March 23rd through March 25th. Register at kcm.org/Sacramento today.
Hello, I'm Spencer Nordyke. When Jesus went to the cross, he became a curse to redeem us, and he paid the full price for all sin, sickness, and poverty. He did a complete work, being raised from the dead, and he defeated all of the curse and gave you his victory. So now, God's healing power is always available, and it's always his will to heal. Receive that in your own life. Make that the final authority in whatever you're facing. God's word stands true. Once you've decided to receive the healing that Jesus has already provided for you, the enemy has no power to keep sickness or disease on you any longer. So to help you become grounded in your rights as a child of God to be healed and whole and living in divine health, Kenneth and Gloria Copeland would like to sow this teaching series into your life. It's called Healing. It is always God's will. There's 8 messages that will help guide you through God's Word to give you a foundation for healing. And you can use this resource to build your faith and receive your healing so that you can be well in your spirit, soul, and body. Request your free teaching on MP3 disc or digital download on kcm.org. I want to invite you to come to a KCM event this year. The first one will be the Sacramento Victory Campaign, March 23rd through 25th in North Highlands, California. Brother Copeland will be there along with his guest, Pastor George Pearsons. Keep your faith strong and experience total immersion in the Word of God with 3 power-packed days of praise and worship and preaching of the Word. On Saturday morning, March 25th, Brother Copeland will be having a special healing service, so come for the whole meeting and build your faith to receive. This is a free event, so register today at kcm.org/events. We'll see you again tomorrow, and this is Spencer Nordyke reminding you that God loves you, we love you, and Jesus is Lord.
Kenneth Copeland Ministries is here for you to help you grow spiritually and live in victory every day. Feed your spirit with God's Word. Go to kcm.org.uk to watch or download the Believer's Voice of Victory broadcast. Read faith-based content in the Believer's Voice of Victory interactive magazine or in our daily devotional, From Faith to Faith. All available to you free. Be strong in the Lord and in the power of His might.
Welcome to kcm.org, your study center for victory. Stay focused on truth by reading the devotional From Faith to Faith and the 1-year Bible plan every day. Keep up with culturally relevant articles and free downloads on the blog. Click through interactive issues of the BVOV magazine with links to videos and further reading. Follow along with the question of the day. Face tough questions with answers based firmly on the Bible. Get a faith boost by reading testimonies of real-life success stories from people just like you. KCM.org meets you where you are.